And now, kiddies, just like back in those days of yore, the whole family can once again huddle around that beautiful mahogany cabinet, slowly turn that great heavy dial, and stare blankly at the speaker as in your mind vague forms begin to shape themselves. Can you see the mad alchemist with the bent frame, Dr. Mazzulla?
Yeah, well, Good God!
Or the strange child, little Frida. She wears pigtails, smokes Havana cigars, and has no pupils in her eyes. Yet, she can see thought forms.
You will arrive at a place where you'll be able to be anywhere, whenever you wish. For the place where you'll be is outside time and space.
The mischievous holy man, Chief Wampum.
Namaste. I'm so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I'm an Indian, you see.
The caretaker, old far-seeing Art. Jives, the butler, the Madonna Vampira.
Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you?
The half-sister to Lady Jowls, Mini Eni.
Brazil! Brazil! Oh. Where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath the sun.
I see it's not easy to get a straight answer from you.
Jack Flanders.
Why are you holding that big cleaver?
And finally, the owner of Inverness Estate, Lady Jowls.
I assure you, there is no fourth tower of Inverness.
High upon a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward. And its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Fourth Tower of Inverness!
And now to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in, we see Lady Jowls, owner and heiress to the Inverness estate. We find her in the rose garden, standing solid, sniffing a velvety red rose and surveying her kingdom. Twilight approaches. The mist is moving up from the bay into the surrounding hills of Inverness. The birds are beginning to flock, gathering for their autumn sojourn to the south. All is tranquil and strikingly beautiful. One of those rare moments when time and thoughts of progress hesitate and the whole world is at peace.
Auntie! Auntie!
Who the devil is that coming from?
Auntie! It's me, Jack!
Jack! You received my letter! How good of you to come!
Ah, Auntie, it's really good to see you.
I'm happy to see you were able to make the journey so soon.
Traveling is no big thing. The only difficult part was getting from the town out to here.
The road to Inverness is not a very traveled road. Well,
from what I heard in town, it's not traveled at all.
The servants go back and forth for supplies.
Yeah, I heard that. Boy, those townspeople sure think that the folks up here are a strange lot.
How were you able to make the journey from town up this mountain to Inverness?
I walked.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You must be exhausted.
I'm okay. I've hitchhiked a lot and consequently walked a lot, so you don't have a telephone.
No, I'm afraid your auntie is not one for progress. We use the old primitive means of communication.
Banging two rocks together?
Yes, that too. We communicate by any means necessary. That reminds me of something I was told once. It was about Indian smoke signals. They would use the signal to attract attention, and someone, The party they were trying to reach, I suppose, would also build a fire and create a few puffs of smoke. But then near the fire, they would have made a small hollow in the ground, about a foot and a half deep and a few feet long. Then they would get into the hollow in some position, and then mentally communicate to one another. You see, the smoke signal was only used to attract attention. Do you believe that?
No.
You don't believe it can be done?
Oh, I don't know, Auntie. I guess it's how anyone wants to spend their life. Believing in that, believing in the opposite of that. I guess it doesn't make any difference.
Perhaps.
Why did you send for me?
There have been strange things occurring that I don't know. I'm concerned.
According to the townspeople, strange things have been occurring here for years.
Oh, well, we are an eccentric lot. But lately, I can't explain it, really. But it's threatening.
Why not call the police?
The police have never set foot on this mountain, and they never will. Ever. Being eccentric demands privacy.
But, Auntie, I'm not a detective.
I'm sorry, I haven't been clear, I'm afraid. What I meant to say was this. The things that have occurred might not have occurred if you were here.
But, Auntie, I...
They occurred because you were not here.
But, Auntie, I'm not a member of Inverness. Am I? What was that?
I beg your pardon.
Didn't you see? Over there, by the hedges. It must have been standing there all the time. Then it dropped to all fours and scampered off. Into this opening here.
Jack, please come away from there.
Strange creature, nearly the size of a man.
Jack, will you please come away from there?
Good grief. It's a maze, isn't it?
One of Lord Jowl's constructions, typical of his sense of humor.
You mean it's a real maze, then?
I forgot. You have never visited Inverness.
I can hardly wait to give that a run.
Jack, listen to me. Stay away from that maze.
I'll
explain later. There are a number of people that live here in Inverness, and some you may find a little odd at first.
I've met all types, Auntie.
Yes, I...
You were saying?
It's beginning to happen again. It seems to happen in cycles. First the music, then the accident.
The music.
Already they know that you are here.
Auntie, what's wrong?
There's an old jukebox sealed away in the East Tower. It begins to play by itself when an accident is about to happen.
But Auntie, that sound must be coming from the North Tower.
What do you mean? There is no North Tower.
Well, there has to be.
There are only three towers in Inverness.
But when I was walking up the road, up from the bay, I could see the tops rising out of the fog. Four distinct towers.
I assure you, there is no fourth tower of Inverness. It's that music you hear now that always plays just before an accident is about to occur.
You say it comes from an old jukebox sealed away in the East Tower, not the North Tower?
As I've explained, Jack, there are only three towers of Inverness.
But when I was walking up the road from the bay, I saw four towers.
It must have been the fog creating an illusion.
I tell you, I saw a fourth tower, as distinct as the others. I know it wasn't an illusion. What was that?
Oh, no. It's already happening.
Help! Help!
It's coming from over there beyond the rose garden. It must be coming from the other side of that hedge. I think I can clear it.
Jack, be careful!
Here goes!
Hey, it's only 2 feet deep. Right here, let me help you. All you had to do was stand up.
2 feet for 2 feet.
That's right. What is that thing?
That is Mimi Eenie's faithful 5-speed Italian pedal master.
Oh, I see.
The bridge. It groaned and creaked and cracked. Oh, in went old Mimi Eenie and her 5-speed Italian pedal master and all.
Oh, you're Mimi Eenie, Lady Jal's half-sister.
The better half, yes.
I'm Jack Flanders.
So you are. Pleased to meet you. Though the meeting is somewhat dampened by circumstances, nonetheless, would you assist in shooing the green leapers off the spokes of my pedal master and helping me out of here, my dear young man?
Come on, frogs. Beat it.
Shoo! Shoo! Hop to it! Get lost! Shoo!
You know, this bridge, the main crossbeam has been cut.
I can see the teeth marks.
Teeth?
Saw teeth? I saw the teeth. Ah, well, meanie, not funny. A little wet. What villain would want to commit such vandalism? Meanie might have got stuck head first in the mud.
Well, I think your pedal master is okay.
Well, then, into the cockpit. Inspect the control board. Run check. Bobby socks, clear of goldfish. Nose up, flaps down, all clear. I'm off, though not.
So that's Meanie Eenie, Aunt Jell's sister. Well, whoever sawed that bridge either did it as a harassment or a prank. No one could hurt themselves. What's that? She's gone. What an incredible face. It was like a Madonna. It took my breath away. I wonder who she was.
Howdy, Bob!
Oh, hi. I'm
Jack. Glad to meet you. I'm the caretaker. Used to be a prospector back in the days of war. My name's Art. People around these places call me that old far-seeing Art.
Far-seeing Art?
Yep.
Hmm. Can you see far?
Oh, that's about as far as I can go, yep.
I see.
Good. A lot of people don't, you know. Well, what's your question?
Question?
You hear that?
What?
That. Thunder. We're going to have a good one.
Thunderstorm?
Yep. Rip, snorter.
Say, I do have a question.
Want to know the meaning of life?
Well, not today, thanks.
Right.
Listen, have you ever seen four towers?
Where?
Here, the Inverness Mansion.
Yeah. Four instead of three.
Yeah.
Well, you know there's only three, normally.
Normally?
Yep, normally. If you cross your eyes, you can see six or seven. You drink a fifth of brandy, you see about 15. You drink a quart of moonshine, I expect you see about 25. Normally.
Look, I saw four. Four distinct towers.
Don't feel bad. You just keep trying. Well, I'll see you later unless you see me first.
Wow, this place has got some
I forgot to tell you. You want to hear something? You come and visit me sometime. I live in one of the towers.
Which one?
The west one. Yep, up overlooking the world. Make your head dizzy. Anyway, you come up sometime and we'll listen to the sound.
You mean the jukebox?
No, I mean the one that's coming from the center of the universe.
Hmm?
Well, it's what's causing all the turmoil everywhere. It's what's making the young people different, making them more awake. It's what's bringing on the new age. It's what's causing it all, coming right from the center of the universe. Yep. You come up and give a listen sometime. I'll see you later, alligator.
Darkness is beginning to settle on the old mansion, sitting high upon the mountain that rises up from the Bay of Inverness. Far off to the west, a storm is approaching. Great black clouds seethe and swirl as flashes of lightning brightens the horizon and thunder rumbles unceasingly. Jack Flanders has received an invitation from his aunt, Lady Jowls. Upon arriving, he met several of the mansion inhabitants. He found them all a bit odd, but good-natured. As Jack was about to enter the stately old structure, he noticed a neatly lettered sign painted upon a wrought iron hand that pointed to a cyclone cellar.
Dr. Mazzulla. Alchemist of the First Order.
Jack followed the stone steps down to the cyclone cellar. He rapped on the heavy steel door. There was no answer. He tried the door. It was unlocked.
Holy cow! Just like in the movies, a 1930s laboratory. What's in this vat over here? That smells just like... Dr. Missoula, I presume.
Oh, welcome to my play, fellow actor.
Fellow actor? Oh, look, my name is Jack...
Never mind. You are now peering upon one of Dr. Missoula's most incredible chemical finds. You know what that is, eh?
Oh, it smells like beer.
Beer? Okay. Hmm, you're right. But that's the wrong vat. Over here, take a whiff of this.
Oh, that's glue.
Glue indeed. But not mere mortal glue. It is glue from the gods.
Well, it sure has a god-awful smell.
You know what you can do with a glue like this?
Make rubber boogers?
No. It's to snare the unsnareable.
Snare the unsnareable.
That's right. You see these six rolls of paper?
I see.
You know what I'm going to do with them?
No, what?
Dip them in glue and take them to the seven pillars in a circle and hang them from the trees there.
Why do you want to do that?
Picture. Great rolls of sticky fly paper. Hanging from the trees, blowing gently in the early autumn breezes.
Fly paper?
Not mere fly paper, but dragonfly paper.
Well, why do you want to catch something as harmless and beautiful and beneficial as dragonflies?
Dragonflies?
Well, what's so funny?
Picture a cave near the seven pillars. Picture something large is coming out. It slithers, it stomps, it arches its back. It digs and it claws into the hard clay. It bellows smoke and fire.
Holy smoke, that's not dragonfly paper. That's dragon fly paper.
Give me your moot.
My boot?
Your moot. Anyone will do. Oh, thank you. Now come over here to the mat. Take a deep whiff.
No thanks.
Oh, such sweet nectar. You know, this formula came to me in a dream. Now I take this stick and dip it into the sweet nectar. Then I apply it to the sole of your boot.
Hey, that's a good boot.
Then I take it and slam it against the ceiling. See? It sticks.
I want my boot back.
Pull it off the ceiling.
It won't budge.
It equals even the great cats and jammer formula, eh?
Come on, Missoula, get my boot off your ceiling.
Next demonstration. Marvelous Missoula's molecular ray gun. Somewhere.
It better be.
You've seen the maze, haven't you?
Yeah, I was told to stay out of it.
Well, that's good.
Why?
I'll explain later. Have you met little Frida?
No, who's she?
Charming little girl with pigtails. And you'll like her. Oh, here's the ray gun. Oh, she's a strange child. She's right at home here.
Yeah, I'll bet.
She doesn't have any pupils in her eyes.
Really? Oh, that's too bad.
Au contraire. Her eyesight is far better than ours. She can see the vibrational presence of objects, you see?
No.
Well, without pupils, she can't focus. But as long as seeing the molecular patterns. Or put it another way, there's no separation between herself and the object. She can feel the vibrational presence as though it were an extension of herself. She can even see thought forms.
I find that difficult to understand.
She also likes Havana cigars. Strange child. Now, this should work. What this gun does is simply release the lock pattern of the glue molecules, and your boot will drop to the floor in perfect condition. Watch, I simply aim,
And...
Well?
Something here is wrong here.
Oh, great. Listen, man, that's the only pair of boots I own.
Don't have another pair, huh?
No.
Mine won't fit you?
Let me see. No, they're too small.
Yeah, well, Good God!
That sounded like Auntie Jowls.
I think you're right.
Quick, get my boot free.
Patience.
Hurry! Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to run with one boot. Where do these steps lead?
Into the back of the kitchen.
I'm off.